is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Lauren, Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
And we'll take your calls about anything. You can also connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. But let's start where we left off tonight. I feel like we didn't give Operation Choke Point enough attention, which
this
is
should be good.
The story for those, and since you weren't here, Lauren, we'll catch you and our listeners up to speed who weren't tuned in. According to the Reason.com hit and run blog, the Department of Justice has been threatening banks and having the banks out there close accounts for porn stars. They've also been going after payday lenders, ammunition salespeople, dating service operators, purveyors of drug paraphernalia, and online gambling sites, basically attempting to intimidate businesses out of business by intimidating the banks to get them to close these accounts. Operation Choke Point says the CEO of the Electronic Transactions Association is doing the following: flooding payments companies that provide processing services to those industries with subpoenas, civil investigative demands, and other burdensome and costly legal demands. The theory behind this enforcement program has superficial logic: increase the legal and compliance costs of serving certain disfavored merchant categories, and payments companies will simply stop providing service to those merchants.
Lang sounds likely.
It's working. Payment companies across the country are cutting off service to categories of merchants that, although providing a legal service, are creating the potential for significant financial and reputational harm as law enforcement publicizes its activities. Thus far, payday lenders have been the most frequent target. And if payday lenders are today's target, what category will be next, and who makes that decision? Back to the Reason.com commentary, that excerpt was from the Electronic Transactions Association at the Hill. I'm not sure who made the decision, but it seems the next big targeted category is the adult film industry. Last week, adult film actress Tegan Presley and an unknown number of others in the porn industry received notices that their Chase bank accounts were being abruptly terminated. When Presley went to the bank in person to ask why, she was told it's because she's considered high risk. According to Vice News, Vice's Mary O'Hara was the first to note a likely link between the porn bank account closings and Operation Choke Point. The Department of Justice did not respond to Vice News' request for comment. For years, various government initiatives have been aimed at reaching the unbanked and the underbanked. Federal officials claim to want to help these individuals avoid high fees and other downsides of non-traditional financial services, but it's hard not to suspect these efforts have at least as much to do with wanting a record of everyone's financial goings-on. If the unbanked were such a real concern, why would federal agencies be simultaneously encouraging banks to drop more customers? Targeting porn performers or not, Operation Choke Point represents an incredible abuse of regulatory power. In a recent American Banker op-ed, former Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Chairman William Isaac called it a direct assault on the democratic system and free market economy.
And yeah, it's exactly that. This is crazy.
Well, it's the same thing that's been happening to the cannabis businesses out in Colorado. They've been attempting to get bank accounts,
well, it's not
and
the
banks
same
have been
thing.
Intimidated.
Well, it's not the same thing in that these porn industries and a variety of other industries we're talking about here have had bank accounts up to this point.
Yes.
Whereas the cannabis companies haven't been banked because they haven't existed. So it's kind of a different, it's a difference being having your banking ability taken away and having your banking ability, just disallowed.
So let me get this straight. So this is a government organization doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then no. I mean, if it were a free market agency doing this, I would say that at least we're starting to see the free market trying to regulate itself, even though it's a poor attempt. But since it's a government agency, no, absolutely not. When you have that much power, you shouldn't be attacking individuals that are underneath you. It's like being the big bully at school, the guy that's got all the big muscles and he's picking on the little nerds, the little weak little nerds. Not that we're nerds are always weak, just to be clear.
A little bit more here from the story at the Reason article. In a March 13, 2013 hearing before a Senate Banking subcommittee, Senator David Vitter from Louisiana pointed out the obvious, that the Department of Justice has no statutory authority to be doing this. But why bother with statutory authority when you can just secretly strong-arm highly regulated businesses into doing what you want? I've never been much of a cryptocurrency evangelist myself, says the author, but I'm beginning to come around.
You know, I'll tell you what, I find some of these things that the government does, I know that they get away with all this stuff, but I just really am questioning how. Like, why do people keep letting this happen? It's like open your eyes, turn off the television, and there are things going on around you that are much more exciting than television. I mean,
no doubt.
I mean, look at what they're doing to people.
It's frustrating to me, too, Lauren, but really it's ultimately fear. I mean, people in business got into business to do business, not stand up to the state. And so when the state agents come calling with whatever the demands are, people in business snap to. They, you know, do a salute, and they do their duty. As you know, they don't like it, they'll grumble about it. They'll complain to their friends and maybe complain to their coworkers and customers about the federal government or the state or local governments and what they're mandating. But they'll grumble and they'll get it done. Because they don't want to be shut down, and because they know that ultimately there's a group of men with guns who will come into their business, who will point those guns at them, and who will take their cash register, they will take the property, they will take the inventory in the store, and they'll shut the entire thing down. That's
why.
When
they see resist at all, they'll do the same things, but they'll lock you in a cage, too.
Or shoot you to death. Yeah.
Yeah. That's if you won't go to the cage.
Right, and that's basically all that really backs up all government programs, as we well know, and the business owners know it too.
The government has no liability in this circumstance. What's going to happen if the Justice Department, somebody comes out and finally sues the Justice Department, and some judge at some level says, "Yeah, you can't do this, you bunch of dummies." Well, it's not like they're going to give up any money over it, and if they do give up any money, it's taxpayer money, not money coming out of these officials' pockets. So not only do they have the advantage of being able to force people through violence, if necessary, to get what they want, but they don't have to pay for it. They don't have to pay the legal costs. The fact is that these legal costs should be borne by these government officials if they lose, but they won't, ever.
So there's an update on this story from CryptoCoins News, that's CryptoCoinsNews.com, where they say that Operation Chokepoint has driven 30 industries to Bitcoin. They go and kind of describe what Operation Chokepoint is again, and then under the porn section it says, recently reports have started to circulate regarding porn stars having their personal bank accounts closed. According to Al Jazeera, PayPal, along with Chase, have been shutting down the accounts of porn stars. Furthermore, PayPal has been tight-lipped on the reason for those account closures, and Operation Chokepoint hasn't been explicitly mentioned, at least by Al Jazeera. Porn stars first started reporting to the media that their accounts were being closed in early 2013, with the reports being that hundreds of them have been affected. The Department of Justice doesn't have to worry about BitPay and firearms and ammunition sales, however. BitPay has proven to be an incredible ally to the porn industry. Now, BitPay is one of the few merchant processors out there for the Bitcoin business.
Yep.
I use BitPay, for instance, over on the Keenvention website to sell Keenvention tickets. Porn.com and now Verotel both accept Bitcoin using BitPay, and both are able to charge lower fees without the risk of chargeback. OkCupid has been using Bitcoin for over a year now. That's not a porn site. It's a dating website.
Set up by DARPA.
DARPA apparently was involved in that. But anyway, the point being here that apparently this could be a good thing. I mean, if the porn stars are being pushed out of bank accounts and PayPal accounts, then Bitcoin's going to start looking better and better and better. And all somebody has to do is pitch it to them. Hey, you can accept Bitcoin from your producers, whoever it is that's paying you to do the porn movie. And then you can take that Bitcoin. You can go to gift.com and you can buy gift cards to Walmart, Target, Amazon, wherever it is that you need to shop. I mean, Derek J was talking about this today. Derek J, who is, by the way, going to be moving back to New Hampshire very soon as part of the Free State Project, he was talking about how he lives off of gift.com. You know, he takes money in Bitcoin, and he never converts it back to cash. He converts the Bitcoin into gift cards for the companies that he's doing business with. It's amazing stuff. And so now maybe more porn stars will be accepting Bitcoin as a result of this. You can share your thoughts, bring up whatever's on your mind. The dark wallet has hit the internet. We'll tell you what that is coming up. Free Talk.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free, whether you want to talk about bitcoins and porn stars or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. You can also join us over via Skype. Connect to username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. We'll accept it and then make the call on Skype, and you'll sound much better usually than you do on the phone. Again, phone number 855-450-FREE. The website is freetalklive.com.
Sherry's Berries. What these are giant premium, delicious, juicy strawberries that are dipped in chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They're, you know, obviously beautifully decorated. The thing that amazes me is that every single one of them is delicious. You know, when you go to the grocery store and you have a strawberry,
it's hard to find a batch with all good ones.
Right, yeah. All good ones, half good ones. You know, they're sour or whatever. That's not the way it is with Sherry's Berries.
Mm-mm.
These make a wonderful Mother's Day gift. You can go over there and get an order of Sherry's Berries for $20. That's over 40% off right off the retail price. Or you can double the berries for just $10 more. What you want to do is you want to go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter FTL. Or you can call them at 866-FRUIT-02. That's 866-FRUIT-02 or berries.com. Ian, every time we get, you know, it's time for us to get our Sherry's Berries. These things are delicious. I mean, I look forward to this.
Oh, I'm such a fan of Sherry's Berries.
Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter FTL.
All right, so before we get right back into the phone calls here, or into the phone calls, Lauren, you had some sort of comment for Mark that you wanted to throw at
them. Yeah, so Mark, you made a comment about how the government should be footing the bill when they're losing these cases.
The government officials.
Which cases?
Right.
Sorry, which cases?
So if the government...
The porn cases with the, for instance, in this case, the Justice Department is stepping on beyond their legal powers and... forcing banks to stop doing business.
They're
with
intimidating them to stop doing business by making it very difficult.
Intimidating banks
right.
to you know, prevent them from doing business with certain industries, including porn industry.
So the problem with that is that if the government officials are paying for their mistakes, then it's ultimately the taxpayers that are paying for the mistakes.
Well, what I mean is, currently it is the taxpayers paying their mistakes. So
right.
if a government...
It's the same either way.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
What mistakes are we talking about? They're getting away with this. So
They're going to be held liable?
They're not going to get away with every single one of the cases. There's no way.
They're going to get caught at some point, and it's going to get reversed. And what I'm claiming is the government officials themselves, it ought to come out of their paychecks, the cost of this these trials, because
there are no trials.
Well, there's going to be a trial because these people are going to sue. Somebody's going to sue that they can't get a bank account. Somehow
Maybe
or another,
right.
this is going to come to the only arbitration organization that has any standing.
But wouldn't they, in theory, be suing the bank first? I mean, who are they going to sue over losing a bank account?
I don't look.
They come to the bank and say, hey, remember, the porn star in this case that they gave the example of went to the bank in person. She said, what's going on here? They said, we're sorry, you're a high-risk account.
Right, I don't, Ian.
We're not obligated to do business with you, lady. We're shutting you, shutting your account down. Sorry.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. Maybe you can't sue to get to the government agency because they've managed to hide themselves so thoroughly in their illegality. But they're breaking the law, and it should be the officials themselves. It should be run up and down the ladder.
Okay.
Everybody who's participating
if
in this.
They could be held liable,
right.
then yeah, that'd be nice,
but come on.
A
Byzantine, inefficient judicial system that everybody claims is the best in the world, and you can't even find the evildoers with it. I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah, they're not going to be touched in this case. Let's go to Corey. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Corey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the roommate situation that y'all discussed yesterday evening.
Yes. What was that situation? Can you recap it?
Okay, so there were several people living in the same house, and there was a fugitive who was brought into the house by one of them.
Right.
And there were two of the other people had a problem with that. Police ended up coming and saying that they knew that the fugitive was there. They were going to get a warrant and come back and... get the person from the home. So my concern, and I haven't listened to the entire episode, so this might have been covered, but if there was one of the people who was the primary lease signer, who had the primary interest and responsibility for taking care of the property, if that was the person protecting the individual, then I think that would make the situation a little bit different.
No, that was not the situation. The people renting the house were all kind of on the same level. They were just renting rooms in the house.
then in that case, I would say that they all have the same stake. I mean, because if any one of the roommates left, then the other roommates would have to pay their share of the rent. So they're
that
all
may not be true either. The rooms were probably rented individually to those people.
That'd be interesting to find out.
I think that's the most important part is what.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain they were not on a lease together. The roommates came in at a later point. The two in question who did not consent to hiding the fugitive had come in later on after some of the others were already there. So I'm pretty sure it was an individually leased out. The rooms were leased individually, is my understanding.
So the rooms are leased individually, and then there's shared amenities like a kitchen and bathrooms and things like that. Okay. So they all share a responsibility for protecting the amenities that they share, correct?
I would say so.
On that.
Yes.
Then I believe that they are all responsible to whoever they're leasing the room and those shared amenities from keeping harm from happening to those shared amenities, because God knows what's going to happen when police raid a home. So if each individual is leasing the room separately, then they are responsible for protecting the shared amenities that they're all sharing the rental fee for.
Yep, you have a disagreement from me on this.
So that's just kind of my logic about it. There was a caller who called yesterday wondering if they could exclude someone from the common spaces, and I immediately thought, well, what if someone brought in Ted Bundy or a pyromaniac, you know, someone who is going to cause an imminent threat to everyone in the home, you know, and to the structure itself.
Well, ultimately, that's what was done, is that, you know,
exactly.
The fugitive was brought in. This person is an imminent threat, even though they themselves may not be violent. It's a threat in that they're bringing the police, the heat, down on the home, and so therefore that is an active threat. It's, to me, an act of aggression. And, Corey, thanks for calling with a clarification tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on the porn stars, Bitcoin, getting their accounts getting shut down, so they're moving over to Bitcoin, or whatever's on your mind here tonight. You got bad roommates, you want to talk about that too, you can certainly do that here. The dark wallet is here. Now, do you guys know about the dark wallet?
No, I don't know anything about it.
I know the dark wallet is some kind of Bitcoin wallet that basically is untraceable.
That's the idea, and government regulators around the world have spent the last year scrambling to prevent Bitcoin from becoming the currency of choice for money launderers and black marketeers. Now their worst fears, according to Wired.com, may be about to materialize in a single piece of software. We'll tell you more about Dark Wallet here in moments and how you can get one. It's Free Talk Live. We will return. Your calls are welcome. 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. Join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Do you have the dark wallet yet? And how do you feel about it? This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Skype in to the show at username lrn.fm. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're kind of in a Bitcoin mood here tonight. There's lots of interesting news out there in the Bitcoin universe, including the dark wallet. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Dark wallets are definitely targeted towards people who appreciate the idea of privacy, and that's what ProXVN is all about as well. It's about protecting your privacy online, specifically from the snooping internet service provider that you probably have. Were you aware that your ISP is probably logging every website you visit, every single search term that you enter for up to 5 years? Well, if you didn't know, now you know. And what do you want to do about it? I'd recommend ProXVN. You can get it for $5 a month with their premium account. There's no limit on bandwidth with their premium account. You can connect to servers around the world. You can even privately torrent with ProXVN's premium account. You can do it for $5 a month with our discount code. You just have to order the annual plan when you go to proxvn.com/FTL and punch in code FTL20 at checkout. And that'll get you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. Again, multiple servers. I like the Netherlands server. It provides the most privacy protections, especially if you're going to be doing things like privately torrenting. ProXPN.com is an amazing service. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. Get started right now. You can get the software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, whatever operating system you're using. ProXPN can usually be made to work for you, and it's a pretty simple process. Just go get the software, get started at ProXPN.com/FTL, and when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you do it with code FTL20. That's FTL20 for 20% off for the lifetime of the account. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy. Go to proxvn.com/FTL. As we continue here, the dark wallet has arrived. You can go and get yours at darkwallet.is. It's apparently one of those weird... I don't know what the country code is there. There's some kind of country code involved in that, and I don't know what it is, but it's darkwallet.is. But why would you want one of these dark wallets? Well, according to Wired.com, it's about to make Bitcoin money laundering easier than ever. On Thursday, a collective of politically radical coders that calls itself Unsystem plans to release the first version of Dark Wallet, and I can confirm they have released it. It was available actually late last night. A Bitcoin application that is designed to protect its users' identities far more strongly than the partial privacy protections that Bitcoin offers in its current form. If the program works as promised, it could neuter impending Bitcoin regulations that seek to tie individuals' identities to Bitcoin ownership. By encrypting and mixing together its users' payments, Dark Wallet seeks to enable practically untraceable flows of money online that add new fuel to the web's burgeoning black markets. Now, Cody Wilson is one of the founders of this organization. We actually had him on the show briefly from the Liberty Forum. He says that this is a way of using Bitcoin that mocks every attempt to sprinkle it with regulation. It's a way to say to the government, you set yourself up to regulate Bitcoin? Regulate this. And so they have a fancy little teaser video. Dark Wallet was conceived last summer by Wilson and Amir Takai. Wilson first gained notoriety by creating the first entirely 3D printed gun, the Liberator, which we talked about last year. Taki is an Iranian-British free market anarchist and developer of high-profile Bitcoin projects like Dark Market. Together, they launched a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo that raised $50,000.
Do these guys not geographically live near each other? I mean, they did not interact?
They're shown in the same photograph here. I don't know if that means they live together or they were just together for a picture. But what does it matter anyway?
This sounds really cool. I want one.
Lots of these Bitcoin businesses, Mark, are international. They've got people
everywhere. I
just
think it's kind of interesting that people can do business online or, you know, do, you know, create organizations online and never meet each other.
Well, now, Lauren, weren't you concerned a moment ago, I don't know, maybe it was off the air, that, you know, Bitcoin's going to become associated with porn, and now here you are saying you want a dark wallet.
Well,
that means that you're a money launderer, right?
Well, I'm not concerned personally about it. I'm concerned for its future in that way, but I studied public relations and branding, and branding's one of those things that helped me create Objectivist Girl. I consider Objectivist Girl's brand to be pretty solid and pretty awesome. But then again, I'm a narcissist, and I'm willing to openly admit that. And I'm concerned for the way that the rest of the world that doesn't know anything about Bitcoin will see it. If that is the first people that are using it and the main people that are using it, I want to see some startup businesses use it. What I'd like to see.
There's a lot of that
Bitcoin,
going on.
Yeah, I'd like to see some stories about how Bitcoin made a business.
I would agree with that.
It made it, like, take off. And without Bitcoin, it would have never
worked.
I got
a story for you. Okay, so Keenvention, we did last year, was the very first Keenvention, a kind of a gathering of Liberty people here in Keene in the fall. Basically kind of like, imagine the Liberty Forum, but about a fifth the size of that. So it was a much more intimate kind of occasion. We only had activists who were speaking, so there was no big-name fancy speakers. Anyway, I accepted Bitcoin for Keenvention for the tickets. And, you know,
only Bitcoin?
No. We accepted credit card through Eventbrite and then Bitcoin as well. And really, we only sold a handful of Bitcoin tickets, no more than five, to the entirety of Keenvention. There were 30-some tickets that had been sold. About 100 people attended, including the 60 or so guests that we had. So, you know, it was maybe a fifth of the total tickets sold. But that small amount of Bitcoin that came in was enough money's worth of Bitcoin at the end of Keenvention to push Keenvention into the black. So Bitcoin made Keenvention a financial success its first year out. If we had not accepted Bitcoin, the event would have lost money. It would have lost a few hundred dollars. But because we accepted Bitcoin, Keenvention made some small amount of money, which, of course, is just going to carry over to...
That's the kind of stories that we need to be telling. Yeah. Those are the kind of stories that need to be huge. And that's the thing, is that they have to be louder. They have to roar louder and sound their barbaric yop louder than the porn industry is using Bitcoin. And
can't happen. I mean, it's just big news.
And the Silk Road. And I... don't get me wrong. I have no issue with the Silk Road. But there's
porn
a lot
made
of
the internet, Lauren. I mean, well, that's like, I don't know what the percentage.
There's a lot of religious people in this country, though. That's the thing, is that they're closed-minded to
anything. Yeah, but
anything.
They're going to think it's the mark of the beast.
People that you well, that watch porn, they are what we call hypocrites.
And what's funny about the whole thing is that the Bible says absolutely nothing about either drugs or porn.
Well, they would have a very difficult time talking about porn.
Right, since it didn't exist back when the Bible was written.
Thou shalt not draw a dirty picture on a cave wall.
Jesus turned water into wine. Let's
assume that things
forget.
Are bad. And, you know, don't even get me started on the Bible and not having said anything bad about gay people. But, you know, whatever.
Well, so
whatever.
I get where you're coming from on the branding, Lauren, and I tend to agree. But currently, what is it? Tiger Direct is accepting Bitcoin.
That's right.
Overstock.com is accepting Bitcoin. Several of the top 25 websites on the internet are accepting Bitcoin.
WordPress.
And Bitcoin has been laying there as far as a price goes. It's because the people that have Bitcoin don't want to spend it on things that they can spend dollars on.
Hmm.
However,
if
they can spend, if they can get a discount on their porn or buy their drugs more safely online, you're going to see the interaction going on. Because what matters as far as a currency goes is people, is it changing hands? And it's not changing hands the way it needs to.
Like I said, I am totally all for, I think all companies should be accepting Bitcoin, no matter who they are. But the thing is that I want these big stories of how Bitcoin made this company a success. And I want to see so many of this. Well,
if you've got
really
a story,
cool,
call in. 855-450-FREE.
Right?
Tell your story.
So, but I would really like to see, I would like to push for some company like Procter & Gamble to start accepting Bitcoin.
Well, now they would be, you know, have to accept it from the people they're selling product to, right? Like, so the Walmarts of the world would be their customers.
So Walmart. Walmart would be a great one.
If Walmart started taking Bitcoin, it would be over for the U.S. dollar.
That's
what
I'm saying. It's like, if you got someone like Procter & Gamble or Walgreens or Walmart or some really big company to start accepting it, that would be it. Like, it would be an actual currency now. And that's it. All we have to do is push for that one thing.
Walmart should do it. There was a little while back, we read a story about how Walmart was trying to start their own bank, but there was a banking regulator that was preventing it from happening, and the reason why they wanted their own bank was to save money on credit card fees. So Walmart would love it if they could save all of the money they're currently paying, you know, the 2 or 3% in credit card fees, and only pay a fraction of them in Bitcoin transactions. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can take control.
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. They say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've got the dark wallet installed. I don't really know what I'm doing yet, and the instructions are a little bit lacking on the darkwallet.is website. There's pretty clear instructions as to how to actually install the dark wallet. It's not as easy as, like, normally, you know, this is a Chrome browser extension, by the way. It's only available for Chrome at this time. You know, normally when you install a browser extension, there's, like, you just click the install button and then it just installs for you. This is a little bit more involved, but it's not a complicated process. Still trying to figure out how to actually, you know, use all the features of said dark wallet. We'll tell you more about it here in just a moment. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Cody Wilson, one of the designers of the Dark Wallet, describes his intentions, this according to Wired.com, for Dark Wallet very directly. He says, quote, "It's just money laundering software," unquote.
So, I love this guy.
Yeah,
he's
ballsy.
If you think about it, so this is really fascinating stuff. It's like a roach motel, because the people that want to launder money are who? Arms dealers and drug dealers, mostly drug dealers, right?
Those are two? Sure.
It sounds right. So drug dealers want to launder money. However, if drug dealers become too successful at laundering money, then nation states will no longer be able to disallow the drug trade, at which point the drug trade will go mainstream and the drug dealers will be out of a job.
How would their success at laundering money mean the nation states would leave them alone? I'm confused at what you're saying there.
Well, because they'll get too much money. They'll become too successful.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but the drug cartels have an S-load of money right now.
I don't know.
I'm not sure why.
Then why do they want to launder money?
Did you just say that somebody would have too much money?
It's possible.
I'm an objectivist. That's not a thing. You can't have too much money.
I don't want a bunch of violent thugs that sell drugs for a living to have, any more money. Mm-hmm. The problem is the government gives them this work. And
through prohibition.
Through prohibition.
Look, the root problem of this is the government.
Shocking. Indeed. What a surprise.
Shocking.
Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, I don't think that this is going to necessarily mean that there's going to be more drugs available or anything like that. It's just going to mean that it'll be easier to obscure Bitcoin transactions, which a number of people are concerned about today, given that Bitcoin, as Wired.com will point out here shortly, is essentially an inherently trackable system. The Bitcoin, for those that don't know, Bitcoin is this decentralized currency that has a kind of a ledger that is spread across hundreds of thousands of computers around the world. Every computer running the official Bitcoin client has a copy of the entire ledger that it has every transaction that has ever happened on the Bitcoin network. And as new transactions happen, they're added to the ledger on your computer. So you can literally trace where money's come from the very beginning of Bitcoin, if you want to. And if you know how to kind of
follow it around, yeah.
Yeah, you can follow the money around. And so kind of the idea behind the dark wallet is to prevent that from happening. We'll explain how that works here, according to Wired.com, and then we'll tell you again about more how to get the dark wallet.
This is the only news organization I would trust to tell me this, by the way.
Despite those provocations by Cody Wilson, the designer, financial regulators have kept mum about the project. The New York Department of Financial Services, which held hearings about Bitcoin in January, and says it plans to create a bit license for some Bitcoin-based businesses. That's disturbing. They didn't respond to a request for comment. In a statement to Wired, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, a.k.a. FinCEN, wrote only that it's, quote, well aware of the many emerging technological efforts designed to subvert financial transparency. It's certainly our business to be interested and vigilant with respect to any activities that may assist money laundering and other financial crimes, unquote. Now, Wilson and Taki.
Wait a second. So, I mean, this dark wallet may enable people to, launder bitcoins or whatever. But the fact is that the Tor network, and I assume the dark wallet has some kind of attachment to that. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't believe it does.
The Tor network is relatively easy to set up. You sent me a link to some instructions one time because I wanted to, see how hard it was to get on the Silk Road myself.
Yes.
And I did it. I went on the Silk Road and looked around myself. So therefore, anybody who's internet moderate, somebody who's got moderate skills,
yeah,
on the
Mark
internet,
Edge can do it.
Then it can
almost
be done.
Anyone can do it.
That's kind of the way I feel. So I went on Tor, but the fact is that on Tor you could move child porn all over the place, as I understand it, and
you could move whatever you want.
It would be whatever's digital,
mm-hmm.
And bomb making plans and a whole variety of things out there,
sure.
And so far, people aren't using it. It's
people
slower than Christmas.
Aren't
Tor.
Using Tor?
Generally,
I don't know
people,
how many users there
okay,
are.
I don't know how many users there are either, but it is not ubiquitous.
Certainly
that's,
not.
That's why the war on drugs is so dumb. Because the fact is that people who are smart... let me try that again. People that are smart don't do hard drugs, ones that are actually going to hurt you. And people who do hard drugs aren't going to be around very long. So that solves the problem of
it's a self-solving problem.
It really is. I don't understand why. I mean, it's between that and a cage. So we've got two options here, right? So we can either let it solve its own problem and not pay any money to the state, or we can take all of this money, throw it, hope that they find the right people, the ones actually doing the hard drugs, not the soft drugs. But we'll just go with find the people. And then throw them in a cage, and then you get to pay for their life in a cage. And then when they leave,
that solves the problem.
And then when they leave, more than likely they will go into more hard drugs.
Well, don't forget, you can get drugs in a cage too.
That too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather let the problem solve itself.
Really, that's the ultimate absurdity of the war on drugs. The idea being that they're spending billions of dollars trying to stop people from using drugs, ostensibly, but yet they can't even stop people from using drugs inside their own prison, which is a very controlled environment. And if they can't stop drugs from getting into their own prison, how could anyone have a realistic expectation that they would somehow be able to stop them from getting into the entire country? It's just ridiculous, and all it does is prop up the drug cartels, as you were talking about earlier, Mark. So the designers of the Dark Wallet, Cody Wilson and Amir Taki, their money laundering app is politically incendiary, but it's not necessarily illegal, and they argue the code is protected by the First Amendment safeguards on free speech.
Yes.
You know, I would guess that both Wilson and Taki are willing to go to court on this, because there's a very good chance they're going to be arrested for
the
assisting with money laundering.
The word you're looking for is yet.
Wilson states plainly that he intends Dark Wallet to be used for anonymous online black markets like the Silk Road, the Bitcoin-based drug bazaar seized by the FBI in October. By the way, Silk Road's back online as version 2.0. He says, I want private means for black market transactions, whether they're non-prescribed medical inhalers, MDMA for drug enthusiasts, or for weapons. I mean, this guy's awesome. He's just right out there about what he's doing here. Nor does he deny that Dark Wallet might enable heinous crimes like child pornography, murder for hire, and terrorism. He says, well, yes, bad things are going to happen on these marketplaces. Liberty is a dangerous thing.
I call this unabashed honesty. There's only one other person in my life that is this unabashedly honest, and it's Carlos Morales, and that's why I decided to do a show with him. No, I'm not on his show. Like, we decided to start a show of our own.
For our listeners who don't know Carlos, or don't recall, he was on from the Liberty Forum with us. He's he's the guy who was formerly with the CPS, the Child Protective Services.
Yeah, he's a whistleblower now.
Right, he's got amazing stories.
Yeah, so he's...
So wait, you guys are doing a new show, so he's doing his podcast still, and then the two of you are doing something on your own?
Yes, and I'm doing Objectivist Girl, and he's doing his podcast.
So
and
what's
then we're
the together
doing
show?
It's called True Objective, and it's on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Where does somebody find that?
So if you look on Facebook, you just type in True Objective.
Okay.
It's really the only one, but you can also get it through my Objectivist Girl website.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that is objectivistgirl.com.
Yeah.
So you're welcome to comment on your thoughts on the Dark Wallet. Are you scared of it? 855-450-FREE. Is it exciting? As dangerous as Wilson's vision may be, according to Wired, Dark Wallet also fills a real need for privacy in the Bitcoin economy. Despite its reputation as an anonymous currency, Bitcoin transactions are in some ways nakedly public, even more so than those made with traditional money. Every Bitcoin payment is recorded in the public ledger known as the blockchain, copied to thousands of users' computers, and checked to prevent forgery and fraud in the Bitcoin network. If Bitcoiners don't take special plans to anonymize their coins, all of their spending can potentially be traced back to their Bitcoin addresses by any corporation or government agency that cares to look. We'll continue here with more on this amazing development in the Bitcoin universe. 855-450-FREE. The thing I love about it, it's not an altcoin. It's actually something that works with Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's an overlay.
It's a real upgrade.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.